Okay, in the Sefer Agra de Pirka, we are going to Bezat Hashem learn tonight Remez Zain. Thank you. Thank you. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Shehakol Nihiya Bidvaro. Remez Zain. Benidon Mashamin Haga Nahug Bevo Ish Israel El Hatzadik. There's a well-known minhag. When a Jew comes to a tzaddik, umvakesh mimenu sheitpalel ba'ado, you go to a big rabbi, a big tzaddik, a admor, and you ask him to pray for you. Noten lo mamon avur ze. It's on page Yud. Noten lo mamon avur ze. You give him money. It's known by the Hasidim as pidyon. Give pidyon, money of redemption. I'm not quite sure if redemption is the exact word, because in Hebrew there are two words. In Hebrew you have Geula and you have Pidyon. And on the bottom, in Ot Zayin, he says there is a difference between the word Pidyon and Geula. Pidyon u dafka al yede davar acher shikanes bimkomo. Pidyon is when, let's say, somebody else is going to be instead of him. Let's say Pidyon HaBen. So instead of the Bechor, right? So the Kohen is going to be in his stead. And that's why he gets the five Sla'im. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yikdashti li kol Bechor. I sanctified all the Bechorim, all the firstborn. And they were supposed to be the ones who do the avodah in the Beit HaMikdash, the service in the Beit HaMikdash, but Hashem chose the Kohanim and the Levim. So that's a lashon of pidyon. Pidyon is when one is instead of the other, and that could be for a good thing, it could be also for a punishment. Instead of him being punished, someone else took the brunt for him. Whereas, enokmo geula, ki geula ubechinam. Geula means Hashem redeems, he saves someone, not in any exchange, but just like that, just bechinam, for free. Mashenken pidyon u dafka li de kofer lepiyus asitra achava. Pidyon, there has to be, it's not just, you don't just get a bracha, you have to give something as a pidyon, as we're going to learn the reason. Vapiyus u dafka kesha kofer u dome bedome veshem keshem. And as we will see, there is the inyan that the pius, the appeasement of the pidyon, should be at least the same name, or it should be something that resembles the person. We'll see that there is a inyan to give tzedakah in the numerical value of your name. Let's say, for example, Mordechai is begematria 274, so you choose. You either give $274 or you give $2.74. That's a bit more doable. But again, that's something that you find in the Sefarim HaKadoshim. I remember Rabbi Ben Sion Mutzafi, before Rosh Hashanah, he was saying that a lot. He was saying to people, you know, give pidyon, give tzedakah as a pidyon, every day by Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, give the amount of your name. And say, Harezeh v'pidyoni. When you give the tzedakah, you say, this is for me, for my, that Hashem should redeem me from any tzarot, give me good health, and on and on. And for the family, also their names. Interesting thing. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. Let's take it a step at a time. So let's go back to the text, the main text. Benidon masha minhag nahuk bevo ish Yisrael el hatzadik umbakesh mimenu sheitpalel ba'ado noten lo mamon avur ze. This minhag that people give money to the Rebbe, to the tzaddik, in order to, in exchange for a bracha. So, v'hineh matzati bidrashot haran. The Ran is one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Nisim. Now, he's more known for his Pirush on the Shas. You look, where do you find the Ran? You look in the back of the Gemara, not in all the Masechtot, not in all the Masechtot, usually in Moed, in Nashim. So, you look in the back, in the Rif, you have the Ran. In Nezikim, usually you'll find in Mukhe Yosef. That's a Talmid of the Ran. The Ran, Rabbeinu Nisim, in Spain, in Masechet Nedarim, you actually see his Pirush on the page of the Gemara. Instead of Tosfot, you have the Ran. And he has his own style, and it's always so clear and very, comparatively speaking to other Rishonim, is very easy. Not because he's easy, but because he's very, he knows how to explain very well. That's the Ran. The Ran was tremendous in one of the Gedolei Sfarad of the Rishonim. And he also has a small sefer called Drashot Haran, a collection of his drashot, philosophical drashot on the Torah. So in the Drashot Haran Drush Bet, in the second Drush, Amar, Masheochiach Yecheskel b'nevua et nevi'eh ha-sheker ha-mitnabeim be'ad petite lechem v'kayotze. There's a pasuk in Yecheskel Perek Yud Gimel. The Navi Yecheskel is reprimanding the false prophets of the time before the Chorban Bayit, Chorban Bayit Rishon. We had Nevi'e Sheker, the false prophets, and they would give you prophecy in exchange for food. You give them a nice meal, and they'll give you prophecy. Now, it sounds bad, right? It sounds not good. And Be'emet, the Navi Yecheskel reprimanded them. He rebuked them about that. What is this? As the pasuk says over here, she'ochiach Yecheskel b'nevuat nevi'a sheker ha-mitnabeim, that they were mitnabe be'ad p'tite lechem. What is this? You give nevu'ah in exchange for some crumbs of bread? So now, are the nevi'e sheker to blame? Or rather, were they the only ones who did that? The Ran says something amazing. The Ran says, "Ze haya minhag bevadai gam b'nevi'e ha'emet." The Ran says, "The nevi'e ha'emet, the real nevi'im, the nevi'im of truth, they also did that. When it came to a personal prophecy, when you came to the Navi to tell you what's going to be with you, you gave him something in exchange for his foretelling. You gave him. It was a minhag by nevi'e ha'emet also." The Ran proves it. He says, how do I know? Delule shehaya haminha ken, because were it not for this, that it was the normal minhag, the common minhag, v'chisalkadatach sheit'u Yisrael acharei nevi'ei ha-sheker? He says, would it make sense that Jews would go after the nevi'ei ha-sheker? Halo lemar'e enehem asher mevakshim maskoret. But the difference is clear. They see that they're asking for money. Who's going to go for that? How could anybody have followed the Nevi'e HaSheker when the contrast was so clear? The Nevi'e HaSheker, they ask you for money. They ask you for food. You go to the Navi Emet, he doesn't ask for any money, doesn't ask for anything. So people would gravitate to that normally. How is it that the Nevi'e HaSheker even had any customers at all? And they had customers, unfortunately. Mashen ke Nevi HaEmet. The Nevi HaEmet apparently would not take, right? So how could they go to the Nevi HaSheker? El al kolchach. So the Ran says, therefore you must say, shegam Nevi HaEmet kiblu matanot. That the Nevi HaEmet also received gifts in exchange for their nevuah, for their prophecy. And he says, I can bring you an example from an open case in the Tanakh, in the Navi. Vechen timtza b'Shaul. כשהלך אל שמואל, ביקש ליתן לו מתנה. הגם ששמואל לא קיבל, he says, when, how did Shaul HaMelech, how did he become a king? He was sort of brought into it without his knowledge. His name was Kish. That was his father, Shaul ben Kish. Kish lost three donkeys. Three donkeys went, they got lost. So he asked his son, Shaul, he's a big guy, a nice guy. So you please take our servant, you go look for them. Go in the wilderness, wherever it is, you go find them. So they went, they traveled looking 3 days, and they didn't find the donkeys. So Shaul says to his nar, to his guy, he says, listen, let's go back home, because now Abba is probably worried about us. Who cares about the donkeys? I don't want him to worry about us. So the nar said, you know what? I think that we're close to the neighborhood where Shmuel HaNavi, where he is, I heard that he's around. Let's, last resort, what do we have to lose? Before we go home, let's go to him, and he'll tell us where the donkeys are. You see from here that the Nevi'im, you know, they they had office, and people would come, let's say, which stock to buy, or, you know, what some business advice, what, you know, or who's thinking about me this way or that way, who knows, right? So let's go to the Navi. In their language, they called him Haro'eh, the seer, the seer. So Shaul said, what do you mean? How are we going to go? We don't have anything in our hands. What are we going to give him? It's not nice. You go, you ask him for prophecy. What are we going to give him? And so the Nile said, don't worry, here we have something. We have some food. We'll put together a nice little Mishloach Manot, and we'll give him. And they went. Shmuel, now he had his own shita. Shmuel Anavi, his shita was, as the Gemara speaks about in Masechet Brachot, he didn't take gifts from anybody. That was his thing. Elisha, the Gemara gives a contrast between Shemuel and Elisha, that these are two schools of thought. These were two great holy Nevi'im, Shemuel HaNavi, Elisha HaNavi, the Talmid of Eliyahu HaNavi. Elisha did take. That was his thing. He did take, clearly. Shemuel, he didn't take. Nothing. He didn't have any, you can't say I gave him or I didn't have, no, nothing. Shmuel, that was a shita.
The story with the dream also in Bachat also, I think.
Not
the famous,
what?
The famous story with the dream also.
The what?
The interpreter that they went to see him.
Yeah, but that's interpreter. But now we're talking about Nevi'im.
It's not a Nevi'ut, it's not Nevi'im.
No, that guy, don't start.
It happened, Dafka, no?
I know, but he's not Navi. He's not. That's a different thing. Okay, Nevu'ah is a Chad Mishishim Benevu'ah. You know, but Shmuel, much before the story of Abai and Rava that you're referring to, Shmuel, he didn't receive, but what do you see from here, says the Ran? You see, it was a common thing, that you go to the Navi, you want a bracha, you want a nevuah, a little personal nevuah, you give him something, mazepo, for free. Hagam sheShmuel lo kibel, parentheses, ki mida acheret hayita lo, because he had this special mida, kemo shamu abotenu, as the Gemara says in Brachot, tafiyud, harotze shelo lehanot, al yehane, ki Shmuel aramati. You have this shita that you want, this system that you don't want to enjoy from anyone. Okay, it's valid. Like Shmuel Haramati, mashma dafka Shmuel ayamina goken. Even from that Gemara, it's mashma that's bedafka Shmuel who did that. Vechen timtza be'eshet Yerovam, the wife of Yerovam the king, kishalcha el Achiyah haShiloni, when she went to the prophet Achiyah haShiloni, the Rebbe of Eliyahu Navi. Okay. You have Achiyah Shiloni taught Eliyahu Navi, Eliyahu Navi taught Elisha Navi. Achiyah Shiloni, mize tishpot shegam neviyeh ha'emet ken haya min agam. She also gave him something when she came. The pasuk says in Melachim Aleph Perek Yudalet. So says the Ran, what do we see from here? That the neviyeh ha'emet also took when they gave prophecy. So now we come to the question. The question is, ולכורה הוא דבר זר. It's strange. This is something that's strange. Take money for a nevua. I remember someone came to my father and he asked him to do his chupa. So my father said, sure, of course, but, you know, and he told him, that, but usually there's, you know, get paid. So he said, what is this? Rabbis, to get paid. What is this? Rabbis are supposed to live from the air. I remember someone once called up to teach his son for Bar Mitzvah. And it wasn't even necessarily someone from the community. It was, but they wanted someone from the community. So I said, listen, you know, this and this for per hour, it's time, you know. He was very upset. I never saw him, never heard from him again. What do you mean? What is this? Rabbis, they take money. Rabbis take money. So, but it's the Vamuza, we have to understand, especially by the Nevi'im. Why was that the Hanhaga? Why is that a normal thing? And by the Hasidim, as I told you, you go to the Rebbe, it's called Pidyon. You give like some money, you put it on the table, and you know, and the Rebbe looks the Kvittel. The Kvittel means the little letter that you have all the names. It's called the Kvittel. And he says his bracha, he davens, right? All depends, of course, on the level of each one, but that's a normal thing. And you see that it was done by all the great tzaddikim. There were, of course, tzaddikim that had a different shita, as we saw by Shmuel, that didn't, the opposite, they didn't want to take. But we want to understand now this way. What's the logic behind it? What's the svarat behind it? So he says like this, Ahu Dehine hitbodedut litfila. V'nenevua, he's going to say something very deep, all right? Pay attention. Hitbodedut litfila v'nenevua. What is it that you're asking here? You want the rabbi, the tzaddik, I'm saying, to pray for you, right? Or you want, way back in those days, the Navi to bring upon himself a ruach nevuah for you, right? Tzarich leagbir hasechel ulehaktin hachomer. In order for that to happen, for a person to, for the tzaddik to be midboded in tefillah, that the tefillah should be a powerful tefillah, that the nevuah should be a real nevuah, nevuah vemet, a prophecy of truth. So what has to be done? The tzaddik has to be magbir hasechel. He has to strengthen the intellect of his being. Ulehaktin achomer. And to minimize, to diminish the materialistic side of the human being. What's a human being? A human being is material, materialistic, right? So he's coming and he's praying. Well, the prayer is filled with chamin. It's filled with borekas. That's what it feels. What kind of a tefillah is that? You have to remove as much as possible the chomer, the materialism from your being. And on the other hand, to intensify the ruchniyut, the spirituality of your being. That takes work. Uleaktin achomer agas. Achomer agas, the coarse materialism that we are comprised of, that we are made of. We have to diminish that. Likabel shefa elaki, in order to receive the godly message from Hashem, behachanat mochin de gadlut, to prepare a higher level of mochin. In Hebrew, mochin means mind, thought. Gadlut, a high level of mind. In order to achieve that high state of mochin, of thought, of dvekut b'Hashem, it is imperative that the chomer hagas, that the coarse physicality of his being, becomes somehow diminished. That's what we do when we fast, right? Why is it that on a very, very holy day, the holiest day of the year, we fast? Why is it that we fast? Because we want to be magbir et asechel on that day, and we want to be maktin et achomer agas. So when a person is fasting, he's more close to becoming as spiritual as he can be. Vehine gasut achomer moshech achor. Now the problem is, the gasut achomer puts up a fight. Our materialistic being is not just going to go away because you tell it to go away. It puts up a strong fight. What do you mean? I want to eat. Mazepo. Right? Moshech achor. It pulls the person back. You're trying to forge ahead to achieve a higher level of ruchniyut. The chomer is pulling back the person. Lebag yiten makom leachanat asechel. In order that you should not be able to, he doesn't want to afford you to give room for the high mochin, for the high level of thought. Rak lehem yata avato. I want you to not forget your desires, the body says. Right? So it's a milchama, it's a war between the body and the nefesh, if you want to picture it that way. So there is a trick. There is a way how to get him off your back. Al ken ha'etza ha'ye'utza, the good piece of advice is, liten lo el ze davar, give him something. Give the chomer part something, yutav be'enei chomer, that the chomer likes. Give him something that he likes. See, if you're going to give him a sidur, what are you giving him? You give him, you know, some money, you give him some food, something that the chomer likes, v'yanicheu litboded ulitpalel. And then he'll leave you alone. He'll let you pray. He'll let you be mitboded. He'll let you meditate.
The concept of Azazel from Kippur?
The concept of?
Azazel.
Ooh, you're mechaven. Chazak u'bel. That's the next sentence. Look at that. Look at that. V'hu dimayon hasair shel yom ha-kippurim. He says that's the example of the Sa'ir la'Azazel, the scapegoat that is thrown off the cliff on the day of Yom Kippur in the time of the Bet HaMikdash. What's the idea? So the Pasuk says in Parashat HaCharimot, V'nasa ha-Sa'ir alav et kol avonotam el eretz gezerah. That's why in English you have a term called scapegoat. Where did that come from? You ask anybody off the street, he doesn't know. It comes from the Torah. Scapegoat means that we escape through him. Meaning, instead of us having to fall off the cliff, Chas v'Shalom, we take the Sa'ir. The Sa'ir takes on his back all avonotam, all the sins of the Jews, and it falls as a kapara. That's a korban, by the way. It's a form of a korban. There's avodat korban. It's part of avodat korbanot. You want to ask?
I was going to say it's another reason why they always blame the Jews.
Scapegoat.
Another reason is if it really is, or always the Jews' fault because everything's about the Jews.
Nachon? Nachon?
The second reason, the actual word came from us.
Yes, yes.
Which word?
And it comes. And.
Did he just say that? Hey, tell the rabbi.
What is that? Which word?
Tell him.
They have a term in English, the big kahuna.
What's that? I heard of that, but I don't know what that means.
It's like the big shot. It's
the
like
chief. The chief.
So you're saying it comes from the word kehuna?
Yeah,
makes sense. Makes sense. The big kehuna. Wow. Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of words like that that is thrown around in the world, and they don't know. It comes from the Bible or it comes from Hebrew, you know? Yeah. Yeah.
Is there also down to appease the Satan?
So the idea of the Sa'ir la'Azazel is to give the Sitra Achra something, give him something to be happy with. Oh, and we are now able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are now able to turn our mind in a cleaner way towards Hashem. V'dimayon ha-se'arot sheba tefillin. You know, the tefillin have two hairs that come out. You know, the shel rosh, you have two hairs coming out on top. It's by design. And the hidur is, it should be like a se'arot of a sus, of a horse hair, comes out. What is that? That's to give something to the other side. That's to give him, you leave us alone. This tefillin is kodesh. Because, you know, anything that is kodesh attracts elements that are not desirable. Because kedusha is the source of life. And the kochot hatum'ah know the only way for me to survive is if I have some kind of yenika, of nourishment from kedusha. So therefore they latch on to kedusha. That's why it's very hard to become holy. Because when a person is trying to become holy, the kochot hatum'ah are trying to latch on and they're impeding, they're stopping him. So therefore, the etzah ye'utza is give something. We do that by he doesn't mention this, by Mayim Achonim also, as the Mikubalim say, Ben Ish Chai brings from the Ari HaKadosh, Mayim Achonim, what's Mayim Achonim? Ze chelek adam rasha me'elohim. It's a pasuk you say from Kohelet, from Iyov, when you do the Mayim Achonim, this is for him. This is your share from the Seuda. Because he stands there, misken, by the Seuda, he's saying, what is this? What about me? And it's going to stop. He's going to make it that the Birkat HaMazon is not going to be such a bracha. So before Birkat HaMazon, we give him something. Take this, enjoy, and now let us do Birkat HaMazon v'simcha v'tuv levav. That's the idea. Yes.
How is it not the opposite? Because when we have your tefillin, something so holy, and here it's almost something that attracts the.
No, it's a giving. It's an offering. It's not come give.
It's not to connect.
It's an offering. The kavanah here is giving them something, you'd be happy. You want to be, you know, for example, Lel Shabbat, right? We come to our house on Shabbat and we sit and we eat, right? So now, there are two malachim that come, the Gemara says. Right? You were thinking of this?
We just learned it today, Rani.
Chazak uvaruch. Yafeh meod. I'm glad I brought it up.
An hour ago.
Yafeh meod. Tell me
Nobody
if this...
You know that it happens to me.
I do know, and that's a very good sign. That's always a smile from Shamayim. And tell me if this fits in with what you learned, that the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat tells us there are two malachim that escort every Jew from the Bet Knesset to the home, and that's why we say Shalom Aleichem, it's a greeting to them, and that's why we have to make sure that everything is done the way it's supposed to, and it's with Shalom, and with peace. Or else, what does it say in the Gemara? If everything is ala panim, who is happy? The malach ra, he's happy. And the malach טוב, בעל כוחו נאמן, חס ושלום. You want it the opposite. Okay, sure. You were talking to, okay. So מלאך רע עונה אמן. The question is, what is the מלאך רע doing there even? מה זה מלאך רע? And what's the סניין to give the מלאך, that the מלאך רע בעל כוחו עונה אמן? We need his amen? The answer is, we need his amen. Why? Because the מלאך רע is there to stop us. It's there to, it's going too good here. The מלאך טוב says, you see, this is my Jewish people. Look, they sit down, they have a meal, they don't forget me, they don't forget דרך ארץ, they behave with kedusha, they behave with kavod, one to another. מלאך רע עונה אמן, בעל כוחו, I have nothing to say. It should be, the מלאך טוב says, this is how it should be every week, and מלאך רע, I have to say amen. So that was like a little offering to the, when we eat, right? You know, if it was up to us, Rabbi Miller, Alav HaShalom used to always say this, if it was up to us Friday night, right? What is Friday night about? It's about remembering Ma'aseh Bereshit. That's what Shabbat is. To remember Zecher LeMa'aseh Bereshit, right? So if it was up to us, we would sit down, he said, by a table, and the Baal HaBayit would come with a nice platter filled with Chumashim. And each one takes a Chumash, and yalla, now we study, we learn about the Parashat Bereshit. Who's talking about eating? What eating? We're supposed to learn. Maze eating. How could you bring in secular, you know, mundane matters such as eating? Comes along a Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, listen, I created you. I know what you need. I created you with a goof and with a neshama. It's very nice. You're going to study Chumash all night long. The neshama will be happy, but the goof, you know how the goof is. It's going to be grumbling, groaning all night long. What about me? What about me? Comes along, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, Oneg Shabbat, v'karata l'Shabbat Oneg. I want you to give him something too. You know why? So that when you say Kiddush, Zocheu al Hayayin, you're saying the words of Kiddush, you're saying, Yom HaShishi, v'aychulu HaShamayim v'aretz. But how does it go down? It goes down with a cup of wine. With a cup of wine, now, not only the neshama is happy about what you said, the goof says, whoa, those words, they're good words, what you just said. What'd you say? Hashem created the world? Yeah, that tastes good. I agree. It's because you gave him some wine. So he's happy. You make him happy. That's how the person is able to grow in Kedusha. It's a little bit off of what the Rav here is saying, but it's in the same ballpark. It's in the same idea. That the idea of giving the tzaddik, kesef pidyon, it's called, this money in order that he should give a bracha, or giving the navi something in order that he should give a nevuah, it's not really as an exchange. Because what can really be an exchange for a nevuah or for a bracha? What are you going to give him that's going to be worth that bracha or going to be worth that nevuah? Nothing that we can give, right? It doesn't parallel. It's not for that purpose, says the Agra, the Drashot Taran. He says, you know what's the purpose? The purpose is so that the tzaddik can do his job. The purpose is so the Navi can do his job. After all, the Navi, the tzaddik, is also a human being. A human being, a towering human being. But he's a human being. He's made also from Chomriyut Agas. In order to diminish the Chomriyut Agas, right? The materialism, which is coarse, give him something. Make him a little bit happy. Okay. So now his mind is off of the Chomriyut. He's able to utilize his entire heart to an extent, right? He's able to utilize his entire heart to be mitdabek b'kadosh baruch hu in Torah, in Tefillah, so that he can bring upon you the bracha or the Navi, so that he should be able to draw down the nevuah. So that's how he explains. Ze tochen divrei Haran. This is basically the idea of the Ran. Now, before we continue to end off the Remez, there is a Sefer called Divrei Torah. See that? Nice name for a Sefer. Who wrote this? This is the Admor Mimunkach, the Minchat Elazar. Who is the Admor Mimunkach? He's a great-grandson of the Bnei Yisachar. A lot of his Sefer is explaining words of his grandfather, the Bnei Yisachar, the Agra de Pirka. So he has... In the seventh chelik of the Sefer, pay attention. In the seventh chelik, I'm quoting from Sefer Divrei Torah, Mahadura Shvi'ah, that means the seventh chelik, Ot Pe Aleph. She'alani Muflag Echad, a Talmid Chacham, a big Talmid Chacham, asked me a question, Al Divrei Kadosh Zekeni Be'agra De Pirka, on the words of my grandfather, my holy grandfather, the Agra de Pirka, the Bnei Yisachar. מה שהמציא והסביר הטעם שנותנים פדיון לצדיק כשבאים להתפלל על איזה דבר, עיין שם בשם דרשות הנעל, שכתב שבעל כורחנו היה גן המנהג גם בבואם לפני נביא האמת. He says, what my grandfather said in his Sefer Agra de Pirka, that he brings the drashot Taran, that the Nevi'im, they also took money for their nevua, or took a gift for their nevua, and he explains the reason for it. So the Talmid Chacham asked him the following question. מדוע לא הביא מתורה הקדושה? Why didn't he bring a proof, an example to this, from the Torah? Where in the Torah, רבותיי? We just read it this past Shabbat. שאמר יצחק אבינו תלזה סב, עשה לי מטעמים כאשר אהבתי, והביא עלי ואוכלה, בעבור תברכך נפשי. He calls upon his son Esav, and he says, Esav, I want you to take your good, you know, your rifle, and get sana kelecha telecha vekashtecha, your arrow, and velecha sadeh vetzeh sadeh vetzud alitzayid, and go out and get the best. This time, I want you to do a good one. Yeah, good job, the best one. So what's the purpose? Vaaseli matamim kasher ahavti, and then you make it, you cook it for me, like you know I like it. Ba'avur tevarechecha nafshi. He says, in order that I should give you a bracha. Oh. So he says, we see over here the same concept. We see the concept of, in exchange for a bracha, he's asking for some kind of a gift, right? How come that's not mentioned in the Sefer, in the Agra de Pirka? Why is he not mentioning that? Is that a different case? Is there something to be mechalek? I think it's a good question, no? So the Divrei Torah, the Rav here says as follows. ורוצה לומר, כי לכאורה יפלה וכי רבקה אימנו לא נתנה לבעלה הקדוש לאכול המטעמים אשר אהב. He makes the question even bigger. He says what? רבקה אימנו, she didn't make good food for her husband? That Esav has to come and bring us, do me a favor, could you make it good, you know, the steak, you know how I like it. Don't tell anybody. You make it from, what, רבקה didn't make good steak? She didn't give him, she didn't satisfy him with food? What is that? V'gam, and further, v'chi et beno asher ahevo lo yevarech le'et ziknato. You need something in order to bless your son in your old age. What's the purpose here? What was the kavana of Yitzchak Avinu kodem p'tirato? Gam im lo yavi lo matanot u'mat'amim. He would bless him, no? Ela vaday, kevan sheYitzchak Aviv ratza sheyeh chala bracha, al ken tziva gam sheyavi lo ha'mat'amim lemana u'pidyon kanizkar. Has to be that he wanted the bracha to work, and that's why he asked for the matamim. Why is this not a good example to bring in regards to what we are talking about over here, like the Nevi'im, that they received a gift, and this idea that the Agra de Pirka told us, that it's in order to make the chomriyut less and the koach hasichli stronger. Veheshavti lo, so he says, I answered him as follows. כי מה שלא הביאו ראייה מזה לנתינת הפדיון מהכתוב שאמר יצחק לבנו יש לומר, מטעם שכתב החידה. He's going to base his answer on the words of the חידה עליו השלום. What does the חידה say? כתב החידה האופנים אשר מסוגל התפילה להתקבל. The חידה writes in one of his ספרים, good tidbits if you want your tefila to be mitkabel, you want your prayer to be powerful and to be accepted, I'll give you some good ideas, the Chida says. Ve'echad mehem, one of them is, shetihye be'et asiyat ha-mitzvah. Try to make it so that the tefila that you pray should be at the time when you're being mitasek, when you're occupied with doing a mitzvah. That's why, for example, let's say, the women, when they do the mitzvah v'atlakat nerot, that's a time for them to pray. L'chaora, the mitzvah v'atlakat nerot, what does that have to do with any prayer? Just do the mitzvah and that's it. Ooh, it's a whole time of prayer, and there's a whole nusach. There is a inyan, there's a correlation between the time that a person is doing a mitzvah, and if he can get in a tefillah in that time, that tefillah is very powerful. U'mikol sheken bracha, especially a bracha. He writes in parentheses, bracha is even bigger than tefillah. Tefillah usamechza, bracha imchala ikula. Okay. He says, that was the reason of Yitzchak. Al ken ratza Yitzchak Avinu shetiye be'et asiyata mitzvah. Yitzchak Avinu knew, in order to give a good bracha for Esav, it needs a big boost. this bracha needs a good, you know, engine. What could be the boost? It has to come from Esav. How is it going to come from Esav? What was one mitzvah that Esav was mitztayen, he excelled in? The mitzvah of Kibud Avayim. The Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that his Kibud Avayim was legendary. That was his one thing that nobody could beat him at that. Kibud Avayim, imagine, every time his father asked him to do something or to come over, he would change his clothes into Bigdei Shabbat, the Gemara says. Can you imagine? Imagine every time you have a phone call, you see on your phone, your father is calling or your mother is calling. You tell them, wait, one second, I just have to do something. And you go get dressed and you put on your suit from Shabbat and now you're ready to talk with your parents. Can you imagine such a thing? Wow. So Yitzchak said, Aseli matamim kasher ahavti. I want you to make for me matamim kasher ahavti, which means you're going to do the best. He didn't tell him this, but this was his purpose. You're going to do the mitzvah of kibud avayim b'tchilu uchimu. You're going to make sure the exact amount of salt, the exact amount of the dressing, whatever it is, and it's going to be done. That's a mitzvah of kibud avayim. The hamitzvah ma'achilu mashke. One of the primary ways of doing kibud avayim, the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us, is to give him to eat, to give them to drink. V'gam Yaakov Avinu kiyem mitzvah kibud avayim. Haynu Rivka imenu kemo she'amra lo ach shema b'koli. What do you think, Yaakov? Rivka could have told him, listen, Hine Shamati, I heard that your father is talking to his son. Run right now. Go. Tell him to give you a bracha. That's right? Isn't that a normal thing? No, she also told him, Lech Beni Shema Ach Beni Shema Bekori Velech Karli. Listen to me. She emphasized, listen to what I'm telling you to do, and go, and also bring from the barn, bring the good Gedayei Zim, bring two good goats, and I'm going to make them for your father. So in other words, he was also mitasek in the mitzvah of Kibud Avayim, thereby enabling the bracha to be chal on him. Al ken tziva she'aseh lo mat'amim v'yikayem mitzvat kibud av ve'az kesheyavi lo yevarechehu u'kshetiyeh be'et asiyat ha'mitzvah titkayem ha'bracha. We learn a big thing from this. Two ways. When you do a mitzvah, say a tefillah. Or, when you are saying a tefillah, do it together with the mitzvah. What's one of the things that we do in Beit HaKnesset in the time of the tefillah? Tzedakah, right? It's actually a Gemara in Masechet Baba Batra in the first perek. The Gemara tells us before we learn it from a pasuk. What does it say there? Tzedek lefanav yehalech ve'yasem laderech pe'am. It's not a pasuk. It's a different pasuk. The Gemara in Baba Batra. If you have a Gemara Baba Batra, Daf Yud, over there the Gemara brings a pasuk. Ani betzedek echeze panecha. That's okay. Thank you. Ani betzedek echeze panecha. I will come to greet your face. Echeze panecha bitfila betzedek. So Amar Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar ben Pedat. He said, from here we learn, before you stand for Amida, give a portalit tzedakah. Give some tzedakah. So by Vayvarech David, everybody gets tzedakah. That's part of the preparation for the tefillah. Of course, you can't do it right before Amidah. You have to be somich geula letfilah. It's efsek. So therefore, we give it beforehand. And that's a way it enhances our tefillah. Is it brought down in the halakha? You're looking up if it's, I think it's even in the halakha, in ilchot tefillah. Oh, you learned it yesterday? So here we have another customer.
is that why right after Kiddush on Friday night, we give brachot to the children?
Oh, wow. I did not think of that. That could be a beautiful explanation.
Very nice.
Because be'emet, because the question is, why is this the time to give the bracha? So you'll say, it's Shabbat, everybody's home, so it's an opportune time. No. You're saying the reason is, we just said Kiddush, we accepted the Shabbat, we're doing the mitzvah of Zachot, Yom HaShabbat Kadesho, and now this is the time that's Mesugal for bracha. Beautiful, beautiful. Using the words of the Chida, that's the reason. So that's a whole other issue. It wasn't as, you know, lehaktin et hachomer. It was for the purpose of Esav, you know, to be mitasek in the mitzvah so that the bracha should be able to be chal. All right? Even if we would stop here, we learned something, right? But let's at least just finish the ot here. So on the top of page Yud Aleph, וכבוד אדוננו מורן ורבנו הרב הקדוש מורנו הרב רבי יעקב יצחק. Once again, he quotes from the Chose of Lublin. The Chose of Lublin דיבר בקודשו, said as follows, דהעניין הוא, I think he's going to give a different reason now, but let's see. דהעניין הוא, Bevo ish leitpalel el Hashem itbarach be'ad chavero. Yeah, he's going to give a whole different reason. Why is it that there is such a concept of giving a gift in exchange for a prayer or a bracha? He says, when a person comes to Hashem to pray for his friend, which is what the tzaddik is doing, right? The tzaddik is praying. You have to know, the real tzaddikim, when people come to them for a bracha, it's not like you're just coming to the tzaddik and he's going to give us some yishabirach, and then he gets his... A real tzaddik puts his life and soul on the line. There's stories upon stories about the Chafetz Chaim, about all these big tzaddikim. The Chafetz Chaim, like 40 years after someone came to him for a bracha for children, he met up with the person and he said, "Nu, so how are you?" The person was even shocked that he even remembered him from 40 years ago. He said, "Of course, yeah, I have a family. What do you mean?" He said to him, "Well, and you don't tell me? Do you know that for 40 years I've been praying and fasting for you? For 40 years fasting." The story about the Chafetz Chaim. And that's how the real tzaddikim are. They take it to heart and they invest, and you don't see what they invest. It's between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They invest for the person who's asking for them a bracha. So now, Bevo ish leitpalel el Hashem itbarach be'at chavero. He says, if you think about it, hinei chashev le'azut chas v'shalom. That's like a form of chutzpah. That's like azut panim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'emor lo, lama chavercha eino mitpalel be'atzmo? Because one could ask, why isn't it that that person is praying for himself? Al korchach hu lekovel diruach yetera becha. Because, so you accept the idea that your tefillah is better than his, right? He came to you. Well, look at that. He came to you for tefillah. He can't do it on his own. He needs to rely on your tefillah. So you have this little, you know, this feeling of, yeah, my they come to me. I'm the isha tefillah. I'm the man of prayer. So there's gava. There's gava that's mixed in. The tzaddik is in a very big sakana here. The sakana is that when he's praying, there might creep in a thought into his mind that, look, my tefillah, it's more effective. That's why he comes to me. How do you get rid of that? Listen to this chap, you know, they say, from the Chozer of Lublin. This tremendous trick. Al ken ha'etza ha'yeutza. Therefore, the advice is, likach eze sachar al ze. That the tzaddik, he accepts like a payment. He takes something in exchange for his tefillah. So now, it's not such a chutzpah. I'm not praying because I feel my prayers, but I'm praying because I got paid for it. I got something in exchange. That's why I'm praying. Imkenu tshuva bifnei hamekatregim. It's like an answer. You know, by the way, if you want, if you think about it, it's really the omek of what the Bnei Sakhar said before. Before, what did we say? That the gift that is given is in order to give something to the Chomriyut so that he leaves you alone and you're able to focus in a more spiritual way. If you think about it, this is also a deeper way of saying it. This is like an answer to those who will speak out against the tzaddik. Who do you think you are? You're thinking about yourself that your tefillah is who knows what. So you can answer. They gave me a payment. I'm a shaliach of his. That's all. What? He paid me. It's not a chutzpah on my part to come to pray because I'm doing what I was asked. I'm a shaliach. And chazaka shaliach oseh shlichuto. And I got paid to do it. So I have to do it. If he wouldn't get paid, it looks like, what do you mean? He could have done the same thing. Why are you the one who's doing it? Oh, so you think you're better? No, the reason why I'm doing it, he paid me. So I'm doing a shlichut. I haven't the vaguest idea why he thinks I'm better. But he paid me, so I have to do my shlichut. It removes the element, or at least it removes the sharpness of the chutzpah that might look upon the person who is coming to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. What do you mean by bad nevuah? Like bad nevuah meaning... Right. Bad nevuah means that this guy doesn't want...
If you give it something, it might happen. No?
If you give him something, it might happen?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't know what you mean. What do you mean?
What I mean is, like, if you give him something, it's for his worst
No, so what he was saying is that in exchange for the favor of drawing down Ruach HaKodesh on your behalf, whether it's going to come out a good result or not, it all depends what Hashem says. Listen, that if that's the nevuah, that's the nevuah. But it's an exchange for the effort that is being released here in bringing down nevuah, you give something. So the question was, what, you take money for giving nevuah? What is this? It should be for free. The answer is, the Navi is a human being, and the Navi has to focus hard to be totally, you know, devoted in his mind, and his chomriyut has to be diminished to a certain degree. How do you do that? By giving the chomriyut something. Here, take, go away. Now let me focus. That was the first pshat. The second pirush is to answer the mekatergim that it's not such a chutzpah. The reason why I'm praying is because I'm doing my job. It's my job. Right? I remember a certain rabbi used to always say that he wishes he wouldn't be a rabbi and he would just be a congregant. Why? Because then that would be the test if he's really a tzaddik or not. If he comes to pray every day because he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The rabbi, just because he comes every day, that's not a proof that he's anything. That's his job. He's doing his job. So it's different. So here, in a little bit of a different vein, the tzaddik at least has a pitchon peh keneged hamikatregim. ובעניין הזה, מטעם זה, יש מקום להמליץ גם כן עבור הלוקחים מזכורת להתפלל. He says, ולתקוע בימים נוראים. He says, with this we could also help out and to answer for those who, let's say, take a salary to become a chazan, or they get paid in order to be a tokea. What do you mean? This is melechet shamayim. What are you taking money to blow the shofar for the tzibur? Why? So could be this is also a good reason to say why? Because why is your tkiat shofar better than someone else? So there could be machshava of gava. This is azut parim. Ah, look at me. I'm blowing the shofar. Everyone else, their tefillot is going with my shofar. But when you pay the person, he's paying. He's doing his shlichut. He's doing it because he's getting paid. So there's no chutzpah there. The element of the azud is removed. Ubilvat sheteh kavanatam l'shem shamayim, as long as their intention is l'shem shamayim, nir'eli. This, so it seems to me. So we had here a chidush from the Ran. The Ran that says that even the Nevi'e Emet, they also took gifts. There was a different school of thought, by the way. I'm not going to get into it right now, but this is for homework. So what about Shmuel? So why didn't Shmuel take anything? How is he going to achieve Haktanat HaChomer? Or how is he going to answer the Kitrug of the Azut Parim? Right? So that's something to be, that's Vetzarich Yun. But those that do take or did take, these could be some of the reasons. And we also on the side learned the pshat, why is it that Yitzchak asked Esav to bring him matamim in order that he should be mitasek in a mitzvah, like the Chida Alav HaShalom told us that a tefillah goes up much faster, it receives a bigger boost when it's done together with a mitzvah, or at the time of a mitzvah. Okay, Abotai. Yes. Yes.